Hey guys, welcome to podcast episode 5, which is absolutely insane. So crazy. And in this episode, we are going to be asking each other questions. So basically how it's going to work is I'm going to ask a question about me, like what is Marissa's favorite part about me? Like a favorite like personality trait. It can be anything about me. And then she'll ask me a question.
And we have 6 questions each, so.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't really have anything, so this is kind of like last minute because we didn't really have any ideas, and I just thought this would be pretty, we'll see, because the thing is, we don't know which questions.
I know, yeah, we don't know.
So this is like, I don't know, yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay, let's get started.
All right, why don't you go first?
We both offered for each other to go first. Okay. How do you really feel about me? Like, meaning, like, annoying? Like, how do you like, feel about me?
Okay, I do not think you're annoying. I know you say that all the time, but I do not think you're annoying. I mean, obviously, sometimes I'm like, why is she not picking up the phone? That's annoying. Why is she not answering my text? Yeah. But, like, that's, like, not that often. But, like, I don't think you're annoying. Then if I thought you were annoying, I wouldn't be friends with you.
I think that I'm, like, what personality trait do you think I am that, like, can kind of sum it all up? Like, a simple one, like, kind.
Okay, that's hard. Because you're a lot of different personality traits. I would definitely say kind. I literally thought of that. Can I have, like, 3?
Yeah, 3, yeah. 3 is my lucky number, so.
Is stressed a personality trait?
I guess. Kind of
stress and overthink things, especially with school.
I am a very overthinker. Yep.
Yeah. I am too, but not about school. I don't overthink school. I barely give school any thoughts. What's the next one? Caring, overthinking, thinker, and probably
like, bad.
What?
Do a bad one.
A bad
one. Don't enjoy. Actually, no, that does another.
Oh, okay. I would say another one is, well, I feel like caring and loving go together, so I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I'm just going to do those two. I'm going to do caring and overthinker but like you're not an overthinker about everything. It's mostly just school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay, you want to read your question?
Okay, my first question is pretty similar, but it's a little different. What is your favorite thing about me? It can be a personality trait. It can be a thing that I do. It can be a thing like how I look. It can be anything.
Okay. I don't know. Can I do like all?
You can do 3.
3? Well, yeah. I'm gonna do personality, a look, and then what's another thing? That's it, 2, right?
Yeah, you can do 2.
Okay. My favorite thing, personality-wise, I mean, this sounds cheesy, but there really is so many.
I know, that's why it was hard.
This is something about that we both share in common. You're so organized. Like, you're probably the only person I'd be able to, like, move in with, because I would freak out if anybody else did, and they were not clean. What else? I mean, that's not really a personality, I guess.
I know, that's why it was, like, hard, is because, like, mm-hmm. I couldn't really think of a lot of, like, traits.
I mean, obviously, you're, like, I don't know, you're kind. I mean, it's, like, just, you can name everything, like, every personality trait, and I think you'd be it. But something that I like about your, you, like, looks and, like, stuff, your style.
It's like, amazing. My clothes style? Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Thanks.
Anybody's style could be better than mine, because I have, like, no sense of style, but.
But, like, you do. You just don't wear, like, jeans, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it.
Thank you. All right, your turn.
Okay. What's the time where you were mad at me but did not want to tell me? Like, what's something, like, on FaceTime, you're like, oh, that really, and it can be, I've nothing, guys, I just want the people who are listening to know, this is not supposed to be, like, anything mean. I literally don't care. We have a very good relationship. I know she can say I'm the most annoying human ever, and we're stuck together. So,
okay. So this was like a while ago. This was like probably not over the summer, but it was probably in like September. I wasn't even like that mad. I was just like, we hadn't even been on FaceTime that long. It was like one of those times where I was like doing something and then just like answered your call. And I was like, just like annoyed. Like, I was like, I just want to like get off FaceTime. And for some reason I like didn't say like I have to go or something. And you also like said something that I was like, I disagree with that, but I didn't tell you because you kept talking. Yeah. I don't even remember what it was about, but basically that's like the only time I've not told you.
That's nice. Yeah.
All right. My next question is, what is your least favorite thing about me?
I don't know. Wait, I have to think because I really don't know on the top of my head.
Okay. In the meantime, while you do that, just to...
I don't know. I literally don't know. Like, I literally, like, you don't, like, I don't know. I was going to say you don't put cheese on pasta. I don't, like, just as a joke, because I'm like, there's really, like, nothing. I don't know.
I do put cheese on pasta, though. I put Parmesan cheese, nothing else. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. No other kind of cheese. I put like sauce on it. But
yeah, same. I don't know. I wish I could answer because I'm like, I feel bad that like I feel like we should answer every question, but
I kind of want to see if like I could even think of one for you then. Yeah, like my least favorite thing? That is hard.
Well, there's kind of, my next question kind of is related to it a little bit.
All right, let's hear it.
What most annoys you about me? Like, what's something that's, like, you're, like, okay, like, sometimes that I do that you're, like, okay, that's, like, it's really annoying, but.
Okay, wait. The only reason I can think of this is because you've, like, said it, is when we're on, like, a group FaceTime with one of our other friends, I never get to talk, but that's not your fault.
That's actually something. Okay, this isn't my least favorite thing about you, but it's kind of like a whoever's on the group call problem too, is that I wish you would just like cut me off or like cut them up, because you would like, I feel like I'm just talking for hours and then I'm like, and then sometimes I don't even realize it, but yeah, I do. That's definitely true. On group calls I do that.
Yeah, you do that, but it's not also all your fault. You and like the other person will just like talk and I'm just like sitting there like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I end up leaving or something. Anyways, wait, so is it my turn then?
Yes, because I just read a question.
Okay, this one's kind of funny and you might have to think about this, but when we're together, like when we've been together in public, what is the weirdest thing I have done in public together?
No, you did not just ask that. Because let me just tell you, I wrote the same question.
No! Like,
our questions are like kind of like related in a way.
Oh my God.
Okay, the only ones that aren't are the ones I looked up. Okay, anyway. So what was the question?
So
when we were in public, what's something that I was embarrassed by you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Really? Oh, okay. I'm scared.
This is the first time we.
I'm scared.
When we first hung out. Mm-hmm. So when we first hung out, we went to the movies. I'm not gonna say where, but yeah. We went to the movies. And there were a bunch of boys, not really our age, I would say. And they were across, and they asked what age we were. And I said, I should yell out, like, we don't give that information out. And you were like, do it. And I was like, it wasn't me embarrassed, and, like, nobody else knew, but I was embarrassed because I was like, Looking back at the video on my old phone, I was like, yeah, that's, and you were just like, do it again. Like, oh, that's really funny. But it was a year ago. I don't think we would have done the same thing.
A year ago? That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even, like, I don't remember, like, what I said, but that's funny.
I remember it. Okay.
All right, what's your question?
My next question is, what's something many people, this is a question to you that isn't about me. What's something not many people know about you? Like, what's something that, like, you don't think a lot of people know?
Probably that, I don't know, that's hard. Well, I guess it would be that one of the things that, like, people don't read about me right away is that I am kind of, like, shy and get, like, social anxiety, which is weird because of how much, like, I am, like, I just talk to people who I don't even know. It's more about some people I know will, I'll have this anxiety about them forever. Like, it's not family. It's more like, friends' parents or friends' grandparents that I've randomly been with, stuff like that. Like, not like your parents or anything, but like, they'll just be like random people that will like give me really bad anxiety forever. Whenever I talk to, I get like really nervous.
I can relate to that, but I tell a lot of people in advance when, like, literally some of my friends that I've met are, well, some of my friends, the first thing I tell them is I'm, like, really socially awkward, like, and really shy, and just was, like, and it definitely depends on the person, too.
And there will always be, like, one teacher, like, back in our old school, we had, like, hallways for each grade. There was always one teacher in the hallway that was, always made me uncomfortable, and then anytime I'd see them years later, I'd still be so uncomfortable with them. Yeah. Like, in third and fourth grade, it was this one teacher who I saw again in the hallway. Like, I was, like, walking out of, like, the bathroom, I think, and she, like, was like, oh, hi, and I was like, hi, I have to go back to gym, bye. I was like, oh my god. But the thing is, when that happens, is I'm not, like, socially awkward about it. Like, I just am so nervous that, like, I still can talk and, like, be polite, but, and they wouldn't know, but I'm still like, oh my god, I can't do this. Oh my god, I'm so scared. Get me out of here.
Yeah, same.
If that makes sense.
What?
I don't even think that makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
All right, my next question for you is, it's kind of like two parts. So when you're here at my house, do you think my brother's annoying? That's the first part.
Okay. Really depends. It depends. I mean, yeah, it depends. Max can be really, can I say his name? Yeah. He can be really, really funny. Like, he's like, when he's annoying, he's a funny annoying. When he's not annoying, he's like sweet, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when he's annoying, I wouldn't say annoying. I'd just say a funny, normal boy annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's just a normal boy thing, I feel.
Yeah. And he's not, like, he doesn't, like, come in my room and, like,
no,
like, annoy us. Like,
yeah.
Just not like that.
He's somebody else.
And then the other part is, do you think he's annoying ever when we're on FaceTime or, like, on a call or something?
No, I don't really ever, like, see him. Like, I don't really ever, like, he'll occasionally walk in, ask you a question, you'll answer, and he'll leave. And no, not at all.
Yeah, he's pretty, like,
he's good.
Like, I'm actually probably more annoying. Like, I'll go in his room and just, like, sit there and, like, watch what he's doing. Because,
like, you'll probably annoy him.
I do. No, I do. Because, like, I like to, like, see what he's doing and, like, see if he needs help. But he's like, get out. And I'm like, no.
The older sister vibe.
Yeah. All right.
But
your turn.
Actually, I just want to quick, this isn't one of my questions, but I just want to hear it because, I mean, I'm pretty sure I already know your answer. Do you think Tyler's annoying?
No.
No?
No, I think he's, like, he can be louder on FaceTime sometimes. I feel like is because, like, you have another sibling who he can go be loud with. Mm. No, but I don't think Tyler's annoying overall.
I do. my next question is, this is, like, you need your phone for this.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So, who are your three most recent contacts right now?
Like text messages?
Like, who have you most recently texted? Three people.
Okay, so kind of a problem because I have five people on my, like,
pinned.
So that's my mom, my dad, you, Ashley, and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So then the top three people on my texts that, like, I can see who I've texted are my group chat with my mom and my brother, my group chat with my mom's family, and my group chat with my dad's family.
Okay. So do your mom?
Like, my mom?
Me. Yeah, do your mom, me, and then do another one of your choice, but you have to read the first text.
Oh, okay. So here's my mom. Like, the first text ever?
No. No.
I'm like, that would take a long time.
No, the most recent one.
Like, the whole conversation?
No, just read the first one. Make us think about it.
It's thanks with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Really interesting.
Wow. I want to see mine because I'm pretty sure you said thanks to it.
And then yours is a heart emoji.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then the one of my choice is my mom's side grandmother group chat, family group chat. My uncle said, yes, in all caps, exclamation mark. Love it, in all caps, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Nice. That was a really random question, but I thought it'd be a little different. I wanted some questions that you didn't pick, but most of them you picked. So, all right, your turn.
Okay, wait, so this is question five. Do you think my room is ugly?
No. You knew that. I walk in here every time and I'm like, oh, the vibe. Like, every time I walk in her, the first time I walk into her room when I'm at her house, I jump on her bed and then I look at her room and sometimes it just doesn't change. Like, sometimes when I go and it's, like, not different, I still comment on every single thing that's in the room. But when she changes her room up a lot, which is nice, because so when I walk in, it's always, like, cool to see. Like, she's added a lot. She's done a lot to her room, so.
Yeah, it's really, like,
definitely, like, not
built in, if that even makes sense. Like, there's so mm-hmm. much in it, and, like, I've done so many, like, personalized things that, like, mm-hmm. it'd be really annoying to, like, move, like, right now. But I would also be okay with it because, like, I want to move, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I will say the only thing about my room is, like, if I, like, tell someone my style and then they eventually see my room, they're like, what? I'm confused. Okay. That's because, one, I haven't gotten new furniture since I was, like, little because people don't buy furniture all the time. And two, because my room has a lot of, like, clutter. Like, I play Sims, so that's what I call it. But, like, the, like, flowers on my table and, like, the lights, it's stuff you need in your room. Yeah. Like, clocks, like, it's inevitable, even though I wish it couldn't wasn't there, you have to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. My room, okay, so I'm just gonna quickly add a little question because I liked your question. Do you think my room's ugly?
No, definitely not.
Really?
I feel like it's hard, though, because I have only seen it online. I want to see it in person.
Oh, true.
And I feel like you're still, like, doing it still, you know? Like, it's not done.
Yeah, I still want to get, like, a rug and things. But, yeah, so I moved this in November. So all my furniture, like, my desk is new. My bed, everything on my bed is new. I don't really have much furniture. That's the thing. I have a desk, a bed, side table, a chair. There's just the thing that's hard about my room is that there's sliding doors right there, so you can't put anything there. And then this wall has a closet, and you can't put something in front of the closet. So this wall is the only one that's empty, and then half of this wall is empty. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'd love to have your room.
It's so nice. And because then
one, I love the sliding doors. Two, you have a bathroom.
My bathroom, though? Okay, so this is what, so when I first, obviously, you get to see the house first, you know, before you buy it. Like, you walk in, you're like, do I want to put an offer on it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw it, right before you walk into the bathroom, there's, like, marble tile, like, just a, like, just one little strand of marble. And I was like, oh, are the floors going to be marble? I was like, no, they're, like, what would you say, like, teal?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, but, like, I just want people to know I'm not complaining. I'm so thankful that I have a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marble is very
important. I mean, like, my bathroom, I don't like my bathroom, and I try to do as much as I possibly can to make it look nicer and beg my dad to get a new countertop. But that's, like, me. Like, if you, like, that's what I want to do for a living. Like, that's, yeah. Like, me is, like, I love, like, design and all that. Like, I already have a plan about my business and all of that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Did you just ask me a question? Did I ask you a question?
You asked me a question, but it was, like, an extra. So you can ask me another one if you want.
Okay. This is, like, kind of the same question. Tell me a time where you were with me and you felt really embarrassed. It doesn't have to be in public. It can be any time where you were just like, oh, that really embarrassed me.
I can't, like, remember. Let me think. I'm gonna look in my camera roll.
I have one for me.
Really?
Yeah. Where I thought you felt embarrassed.
I feel like even if I do, like, it's, like, for a second, and then, like, it passes, and then I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just thought of an answer to one of your old questions.
Mm-hmm.
When you asked me, like, a time I was mad at you, but I didn't tell you. Oh, wait, no, never mind. You knew I was, like, not mad, but I was, like, disappointed and sad when you, like, couldn't come to my birthday party for, like, a second year in a row.
But I knew that.
Yeah, you did know that. Anyways, sorry. Back to the other question. I just saw the picture, that's why. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's ever been a time that, like, sticks out that I remember being, like...
I remember a time, and I was embarrassed about it, but I don't know if I want to say it on a podcast.
I want to know, though.
Okay. So, you know that time where you brought me to, oh my gosh, to, whose was it? No, I can't say it on a podcast.
Okay. You'll have to tell me after, then.
I'll tell you after.
I'm, like, so confused. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you my... last question. This one's, like, super simple. It's, like, basically, like, not a yes or no answer, but it's a one-word answer. What language do I want to take in high school? Because I think I'll probably start in high school.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Oh, this is also has two parts. Sorry.
I want to ask the same question to you after.
Okay.
I feel like it was Spanish. No. Chinese?
They don't even offer Chinese. Is your final guess Spanish?
No, because I know it's wrong. It's not French.
They only offer French and Spanish.
Oh, then it's French.
Yeah. Okay, I know everyone tells me Spanish is more useful. Spanish is more useful. One, you're gonna forget it anyways. Two, French interests me way more because I have a lot of French roots. So I'm gonna take what I want to because I know I'm gonna forget it anyways. Okay, second part to the question is, what language am I learning right now? Not like as we speak, but you know, like right now.
English? I'm kidding.
Yeah, basically every day.
I don't know. I think it's Spanish.
Final guess?
French.
Final guess?
Mm-hmm.
French is incorrect. It's Italian. I really want to be, like, fluent in Italian. Like, I really care about that. And since...
We talked about this the last time we hung out.
We did? Oh.
Yeah.
And since our school doesn't offer it, I'm going to do it at home on Bumble. So. All right. Those are all my questions. Do you have more
for me? Can I ask you the same question?
The language question?
Yeah, except without the part two, because I'm not...
Oh, okay. French. I mean, oh my God, Spanish.
Yeah.
You're going to take Spanish.
Because I did French because I did ballet. And I don't want to do them again because it wasn't easy. And yeah. Yeah.
Did you have another question for me though? Because you already had one written down.
No, I had to tell me the story on, but you didn't have one, remember?
Wait, what?
It was the tell me a time where you felt like where you felt embarrassed when you were with.
Oh them. Yeah, I didn't have one. I
didn't have one, so.
Well, yeah. Then I guess that means we are going to wrap up the podcast.
We should take a picture of us. Like, you should get your phone out, take a picture of us, like right now. Mm-hmm. That way we can put it on Instagram because we don't have any bloopers for this one either.
That's so true.
So.
Ready? Wait, mm-hmm. You talk. I want you to be on there.
Wait, are we taking a video?
No.
Oh, am I just smiling?
Yeah. Wait, talk for a second.
Hello? What's up? What?
Not working.
Hi! Pin me. Did you pin me?
I was like trying not to talk and you're like asking questions. Okay, anyways, we should wrap up the podcast.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to podcast number 5, right? Yes. And we will, yeah, that's what we'll see you guys
next week.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.